And welcome back.
Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the First Fruits on NPA Live. I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen, and we're going to go back into the service where the International Ambassador is hosting the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise. Let's go.
God, Lord, help me. But every time I would get some money, it just, in order to keep up the church, I had to put it on the church. So I haven't had been able, but yesterday, somebody say yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, I received a phone call from a friend of mine. I can't give you his name because he wants to be anonymous. But he called me and said, Dr. Johnson, are you busy this evening? I said, no, what do you need? He said, I just want you to come see me this evening. I'm coming into town. I said, all right, be there at 3 o'clock, all right. And I went over there and met him at the Marriott courtyard. And when I saw him, he began to encourage me. I'm telling you, everybody needs to be encouraged. He began to pray for me and encourage me. He said, God, please encourage him. Please hold his arms up. And after he got through, he said, how you doing, man? I said, I'm doing great. You know, God's been good to me. And he said, how is everything at in your doctoral program? I said, I began to tell him how they had taken me out because I owe him $2,200. We're right in the middle of the ghetto. And I began to tell him, you know, it's been rough on us. He said, don't worry about it. I said, what? He said, don't worry about it. He said, tomorrow, which is today, he said, how much do you owe us? $1,200. He said, I'm taking care of your whole bill on
tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody to rejoice with God. Amen. Because before I knew it, big old tears started dropping down my eye.
I know you're right.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Evidently, the Lord means for me to complete. I talked about last thing, finishing. Amen. I believe the Lord wants me to finish. Amen. So I want to tell you, the Lord does remember you. The Lord does make a way. The Lord will take care of you. If we just have to, we have to learn to lean and depend on Him, and I do. And on Fridays, I want to ask the board if y'all would allow me to just, let's not mention anything about me, no financial, nothing. Because I'm leaning and depending on the Lord, and let's keep the prayer line. God bless all of you. We love you, and we thank God for you. Don't want to give you any false impression, because it's not true. It is not true. We love you all, and this is a prayer line. God bless you. Amen. I'll take at least two more praise reports. If you've got a praise report, those praise reports.
I just want to add on to my praise reports. You know, my phone was getting ready to be cut off, and one of my daughters said, wait a minute, give me your phone, let me check it. She got on there. I said, well, just put the past due amount. Lo and behold, she paid the whole thing, so I'm still online.
Well,
thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. All right, anybody else have a praise report? Go ahead.
God bless you, Ambassador Johnson. Praise God for you. Praise God for Ambassador Bennett. Praise God for Mother Johnson and the entire prayer line, all the ambassadors, all the elects. Praise God. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer. I just want to encourage you to go on, go on, go on. And Mother Johnson had it right this morning because the Lord had put in my spirit over the weekend. I believe I'll run on and see what the end is going to be.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. that was in, that just resonated in my spirit from when I was speaking on Thursday morning. I believe I'll run on. I believe I will run on. Right now, yeah. I know I will. Yeah. And now I believe I will run on and see what the end is going to be. I didn't come this far to drop out of the race. Hallelujah. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong.
Yes.
To him that endured. Glory to God to the end. And I holler and I ha. Glory, glory, glory. And I didn't come this far to play with God and for to play with the devil and date God on date the devil on the weekdays and then have a date with God on Sunday morning. No, that's not my intention. My intention is to serve him with all my heart, soul, and might. And just to encourage you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, just even although we know that you are not asking for finances for yourself, we would like to reserve Fridays. Maybe not this Friday, but we would like to reserve Fridays for those that would like to be a blessing. There are expenses behind the scene, and everybody knows it by now. And we do want to reserve that. And we're thanking God for your humble request and submission to the will of God. And we want to walk in his will and do his will also. So we want to just continue to reserve Friday mornings for those that want to be a blessing. We don't want their blessings cut off. We don't want our blessings cut off. And I just thank God for the prayer line. Praise God. There is finances for the blog line. There are finances for the websites. There are finances to be out there. There are finances when you send out this paperwork. And we want to praise God. And we don't want you to get discouraged. So we have to figure out and seek God, too, on how to bless you and encourage you. And we want to praise God for you right now. And I'm not going over your head. I'm just speaking the oracles of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't give it to me for nothing. He didn't give it to me to sit down and keep quiet on it. And I just want to bless his holy name. And we need to be a blessing to each other. And we know that you're not soliciting on the prayer line. And we just thank God for you. Hallelujah. Making that known unto the people. But we do want to be a blessing from time to time on this prayer line to someone. And we know that this prayer line carried that great expense. And we just want to praise God for you, opening up your arms. And when everybody is saying they get a joy when they hear Mother Johnson on the line, yes, we wake up when we hear Mother Johnson on the line. 94 years young, and here it is. We are in our 70s and 60s and 40s and 50s. My God, we better wake up, hallelujah, and smell the coffee and say a prayer, hallelujah. We better give God the glory and hope that we make it to a ripe young age as 94 years old. And God bless you, Mother Johnson, for being on here, alerting the people that you love the world and you love the people of God with all your heart, and ain't nothing they can do about it. Because, hallelujah, it's the love of God that generates this type of atmosphere on this prayer line. And we thank you right now. And if I'm out of order, don't forgive me. Just love me. Thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, we receive the thank you for that wisdom. That's wisdom. Wisdom speaking. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
No, I just want to let the world know that's coming from the Lord. Wisdom comes from God, and she's speaking from God. The Lord knows it's expensive to stay on the line and get those papers out every morning. Oh, it means something to have wisdom, and we know that wisdom comes from God, comes from above. So thank you, Dr. Ambassador Spicer. God bless you, bless you, bless you.
All right, anyone else have a praise report? It's open to you. Thank you so much.
Ambassador Jensen, this is Ambassador-elect Protestant. I would just like to encourage you, if you would, to preach that message again, finish. I need to hear it again. We all need to hear it again. And I enjoyed your testimony. And I've shared with you all before that I'm struggling in my doctoral program. And when you said sometimes the most important things we put at the bottom and other things at the top, and I am struggling with all this stuff at school and family and everybody, weights that you carry all the time, and it just puts you at the bottom because you're doing so much for everybody else, and you get left out. But when I heard that message, finish, finish, and I have all, every day, have heard that echo in my ear, and the closer I get to a birthday, I don't want to have spent all my time on this earth and did do the passion that God put in my heart to do. And I appreciate your testimony this morning. It was so encouraged that I'm going to finish this. Glory, 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 glory to God, because I know the plan that he has for my life, and I will be Dr. Stith. I'm too far at the end. I'm at the door, glory to God. And it's our earned doctor, but I appreciate that. So I just want to ask you one day soon if you would preach that message again. And my coworkers, they're not the bold one like I am. And, you know, when you're at work, you have to be careful what you do. But I always run outside and talk. Amen. But they want to hear the message again, too. Glory to God. Finish. 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 Thank you, and God bless you. And there's no way, I agree with Ambassador Pfeiffer, that we would not, that we couldn't bless the man of God. That would be very selfish. Amen, because you just can't pour out and nothing comes in. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Ambassador-elect Prophetess Stith. My Lord, you've been a blessing to me and to all those who are listeners on the prayer line. My God, I will do that. I will bring that message. I'm waiting to hear from God what day. Amen. The Lord said Wednesday. Wednesday, amen. And I, whatever we have that day, if we have something, let's move it. I believe God wants me to bring it on Wednesday. Amen. We are still in revival. Ambassador-elect Prophetess Stith, you've been such a blessing. I don't really think I have anything on, we have anything, not I, but we, listen to you. Amen. That we have anything on tomorrow, I don't think so. And any special guest speakers tomorrow? If so, let me know, those who keep those books. Amen. And if we don't, I certainly would like to openly invite you to be our revivalist tomorrow. Ambassador-elect Prophetess Stith, if you would, amen, on tomorrow, amen. God bless you. And then I'll be coming, the Lord says the same, I will bring that message again on finish on Wednesday. Please, please call people and get them on the line. The Holy Ghost is letting me know that just like Ambassador-elect Prophetess Stith would like to hear that again, and her co-workers, there are others who need to hear from the Lord, amen, on that finish. Ambassador Stith, Ambassador-elect Stith, I'm sure tomorrow she's going to have a word from the Lord. And but there's some who really need this message that we'll be bringing on Wednesday. So I want to ask you if you would get them on the line tomorrow and also on Wednesday, because I plan to bring that message finish again. All right, God bless you. And then, oh, my God, I heard you in the spirit realm, Sister Charlotte Gray. Yes, I will. I will bring the message. What is it? Rejection is for my protection. Maybe I'll try to bring that on Friday if the Lord says the same. Rejection. We're in revival. Somebody say revival. Somebody say revival. Revival.
Revival.
Amen. All right, and Friday I'm going to try to close us out with rejection is for my protection. Amen. God bless you. Do I have a couple more praise reports since we're so far in? And let's just go on. Praise reports. Amen.
God bless you, Ambassador Johnson. I just wanted to squeeze this one in there. Remember back here a few months ago, we had prayed for a young lady. Her baby had been killed through the shaking and syndrome and everything a couple of years back. They had called for prayer, And then they called me off the prayer line for prayer when they were right before they went in court. And when they went to court, everything worked out just as though we, just like we had prayed. And I credit the prayer line for so many, many miracles. Hallelujah. We can't keep track of them all. But when you hear about them, you will know about them. And you can repeat them and tell them for someone else to overcome and have faith in God and know that God is moving and working things out on this prayer line and through prayer. And the young lady went to court, and the judge granted her back her children that they had removed from the home during this demise of the other child.
Amen.
Moved them out of harm's way and took them from the mother, and the mother had nothing to do with it. But we are thanking God that everything worked out in their favor. Hallelujah. We just praise God. She was able to get her children back without stipulations on it from the court. She doesn't have to have all this visitation and all of this conference with someone and meeting someone to pick them up. God worked it out. So now it's all clear and everything is settled, and we are giving God the glory for it. Praise God for the prayer line. Bless everyone.
That's your sister Jerry's great-granddaughter.
Amen.
God. My, my, my. God bless you. Thank you for that. Amen. Praise for, and God bless you, Sister Jerry, her great-granddaughter.
Yes.
Amen. I haven't heard from Ambassador Stern. If she's there, I certainly want to hear from her. I mean, are you there, Ambassador Stern?
Yes, I am, man of God. I'm here this morning. I'm here every morning. Praise the Lord, receiving from the Lord. And I thank God for you on this morning, man of God, Ambassador Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the great ambassadors and great men and women of God that are on the prayer line. I'm receiving and enjoying the great testimonies, but I've been away, amen, looked like a long time, but it's been a blessed long time. My first week started out, I was at Greater Emmanuel at Bishop Drew Sheard with his daughter, Kiara Sheard. I took my youth there, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time. I was blessed there. I received, amen, the Dr. Batty Moss Clark Award. It was the first award that they gave out to anyone in that behalf, and thank God for that. I take that as a great honor because I never knew her personally, but to take that honor, that was a blessing to me to receive that honor, a beautiful plaque with my name on it. And then I came home for a couple of days, and I was, amen, ushered by the anointing of God, and I was in Ohio to Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole's conference, in which I have been up under her administration for a while, but I had not been at a conference I missed last year, but she blessed me to come on this year, and I thank God for that. I tell you, the Lord moved in my behalf in that way. I've just been listening for the Lord. I've been in a place where God has just allowed me to hear his voice. Amen. And I thank God for that. Sometimes God puts you in a place where he just wants you to be quiet and hear the voice of the Lord. But I tell you, Dr. Johnson, and to the people of God, everywhere I go, God will allow me to be still in the way of using my gift. And the woman of God used me there to bring prayer. And she doesn't know what I do where I am. I just do what I do in the Lord, and I thank God for that. And she made me her prayer warrior there in Ohio up under her administration, and I thank God for the gift, amen, for the gift that God has put into me to pray and to usher in the anointing of God and to encourage others. And I'm gleaming to the things that God is doing on the prayer line because I grew on this prayer line as well. and my gift has made room for me, and I thank God for that, because everywhere I go, people, the Lord uses me in prayer and encouragement, and that's where I want to be, and that's where God has me. So I've been using my vocal cords more than a whole lot, and I thank God for that. Amen. But I'm doing well in the Lord. I'm in a place in God that I'm just receiving what God has for me. I've received so much, but I'm on the prayer line every day. Even while I was at the conference, I was on the prayer line. And you know, when you go somewhere and the time is different, amen, and I'm back in my time zone now, and I was in time zones where the hour was ahead, and so I'm just getting adjusted. But I thank and praise God for all of you all, and I bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I love you all, and I'm still here. God bless you, and thank you for asking about me.
God bless you, Ambassador Stern, and as you were speaking, the Lord was speaking. Let me say, we are so excited for you with the award, the Mighty Mouse Clark Award. I am familiar with the tremendous work that she did when the Lord blessed her to be here on this earth. And that's a great, great award coming from the Clarks and the Sheards.
Yes.
That's a one-of-a-kind award, one-of-a-kind. And you being the first one, we salute you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receiving the Mighty Mouse Clark Award from the Clarks and Sheards, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You so much for letting us know. We salute you. As you were talking, I did get a word from the Lord. Amen. I'm not guessing. I don't guess. But I heard the Lord say, tell her soon. One word. He just said soon. And I hope you take that, because it shall surely come to pass soon. Amen. God bless you, and we love you. Thank God for you.
In the Lord. Amen. God bless you too, man of God. And I do know, amen, praise the Lord, when Ambassador Pfeiffer was talking, not that I reject what you said, but I know down in my bosom and down in my sanctified soul, I would always bless the man of God. I would always seed into good ministry. So that would never stop me from seeding into you, Dr. Johnson. And I believe because you humble yourself that the Lord is going to double your blessings. He said double for your trouble. And I do believe that he will double your blessing. It's nothing but the enemy that wants you not to receive. But when the enemy comes in, the Lord say he'll raise a standard above us. Amen. And it's nothing but confirmation, everybody on the prayer line, know in their right mind that the man of God, the woman of God, will be blessed. So that doesn't even faze me, because I am going to bless you. Amen, regardless. And like you say, I love you, and it's nothing you could do about it. I'm going to bless you, and it's nothing you could do about it. And Dr. Johnson, you know, when you you know, if you stop your blessings, we can't be blessed. One thing I do know, that you're a man of humility, and I wouldn't work with anybody that had an arrogant spirit. I wouldn't work with anybody that didn't have a humble spirit, and I thank God for that, amen, that you do have a humble spirit. And that's what I share with Dr. Cole, that she has a very humble spirit. And I'll tell you some things on the side that I did. I was in the place of great men and great women, and there were some that were so arrogant and so, not receiving. And we're the people that have bought their music, and I'm not talking about the Clark sisters, but others that I met. We're the ones that have elevated these people to be where they are, and some of them think that we're just the scum of the earth. Amen. And they don't know who's been blessing them on the sideline to get them to where they are. So I always will keep a humble spirit, because I'm working upon the great men and women of God that have a humble spirit. And I do prophesy unto you this morning. It may not come out the way to others, But I know that the Lord said that you're going to get greater than what you ever got. Anybody that gives as much as you give from your bowels of compassion, you teach us, and I know this, you can't help but to be blessed because God is going to do it. God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. God bless you. I want to close this out this morning. Oh, the Lord said, is there one more as a praise report? Anybody? If so, I will open it up for you. Anybody else have a praise report before I close it? Just obeying the Lord. Anybody else? All right. I'm going to ask you one more time. Is there one? All right, go ahead if you do.
No, excuse me. Before you close, would you bless me to all right, please?
Before I close, I didn't understand you.
Would you bless my oil for me before you close, please?
All right, I will bless your oil. I'm going to pray for people around the country, especially St. Louis, and I'm going to pray for people on the Gaza Strip and Iraq. Amen. The Lord revealed to me that the war in Iraq is about the money. God said it. That it's about the money. I don't care what anybody else says. The Lord said that it's about the money. He's getting ready to release the money. And the enemy is fighting to keep it. But God said it's about the money. He can't win this one. No. It's against God's creative ability. Amen. Don't have time to bring that out to you. But just know that God said it's about the money. Amen. God's going to release it. Somebody who has oil lifted up, well, wait till I get that portion of this prayer.
Heavenly Father,
here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. And not only mine. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. God, here we are. Some of us are wounded and some of us are bruised. But here we are. Thank you for what we've done, what you've done in St. Louis. Some wounded, some bruised, God. And they need your help. I'm asking you to touch. Heal the wounded hearts.
Yes, God. Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Oh, God. Lord, heal the wounded hearts.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Look on every person in St. Louis, all those people who are hurting.
You might have to raise the child by yourself.